Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's begin the 23rd nakshatra, Dhanishta. We're doing comparative studies between Vedic astrology, I Ching, and Gene Keys. 23rd one is a Mars rule nakshatra, which falls half in Capricorn, half in Aquarius, as you see. All Mars rule nakshatras have a bigger challenge of overcoming their ego structure. Okay. Mars is driven by ego. These people are driven by fame and wealth themes, just to recount the nakshatra ideologies. They have a good connection to music, dance, sports, symbols of musical instruments. They're social birds. They love exploration, traveling. They are pretty multidimensional in nature. They have got a lot of sides or facets to their personality, so to speak. They are flexible, they are hardworking, they are versatile in nature, like I said, multidimensional in nature. They are achievers and go-getters, especially in Pada 1 going into Leo. Communicators in Pada 2 going into Virgo. Good in relationships in Pada 3 going into Libra. Very action-oriented in Pada 4 going into Scorpio. Life lesson finally. This is what it strives to achieve, this nakshatra. Find the right kind of resources to make true wealth in terms of beauty, in terms of wealth, in terms of materials and resources. So let's jump in. What does hexagram say? Hexagram 44. Gu, coming to meet. Gu represents the idea of coming together in meeting. In the context of Dhanishta, it suggests finding the right resources involves aligning with opportunities. Be opportunistic. And connections that support your goals. It may be wealth, it may be resources, it may be people. People who support your stuff. This hexagram advises seeking harmonious alliances and partnerships. See there, number one. Hexagram 14. Dayu, great possession. This hexagram signifies the concept of great position and abundance, meaning, in this case, the potential for acquiring true wealth through accumulation of valuable resources. You need something in order to produce something, isn't it? Those resources. This hexagram advises cultivating a mindset of abundance. Hexagram 8b, holding together. B represents the concept of holding together or unity. In Dhanishta, it is suggestive of true wealth, which comes from holding on to valuable resources and maintaining their integrity. Integrity is a big thing in our life these days, isn't it? This hexagram advises protecting and preserving your assets. Hexagram 10, Lu, treading upon. Lu symbolizes the idea of treading upon a path. aligning with this life lesson, it emphasizes the importance of taking deliberate steps to acquire the right resources for true wealth. The hexagram advises moving forward with purpose and determination. Hexagram 35, Jinn, progress. Jinn represents the concept of progress and advancement. In this case, it suggests that true wealth is achieved through continual progress and growth. Isn't that true? It doesn't matter which nakshatra you are. This hexagram advises seeking opportunities for advancement. Hexagram 46, Sheng, pushing upward. Sheng signifies the concept of pushing upward and making progress, moving on with progress. In the case of Dhanishtha, it emphasizes the need to exert effort in acquiring right resources for true wealth. Striving for upward mobility, essentially. Now let's see what Jinn Ki provides us. Now let's see Jinn Ki's. Jinn Ki number 1 supports this theme. The life lesson of Dhanishtha. To find the right kind of resources to make true wealth. That can have a lot of interpretations in and of itself, isn't it? What is true wealth for you? Jinn Ki number 1, the gift of creativity. In this context, creativity is suggesting to individuals with Dhanishtha dominant to creatively identify and utilize resources, finding innovative ways to create true wealth. That's number 1. Jinn Ki number 7, the gift of guidance. Guidance involves receiving and providing direction. In this context, it is suggesting individuals in seeking guidance to find the right kind of resource for creating true wealth. You need to seek a guru of some kind, a teacher of some kind. Not necessarily all spiritual, but you might need some guidance along the way. Ensuring that your efforts are directed towards most beneficial paths for you. Jinn Ki number 14, the gift of power. Power essentially is a responsible use of strength and influence, something which is needed these days. In this context of Dhanishtha, it is suggesting that individuals need to harness their personal power in pursuit of true wealth, using it to attract and manage resources effectively. Jinn Ki number 20. Gift of presence. Presence involves being fully engaged in the present moment, whatever it is that you are engaged in, learning, tasks, accumulation, in this case, finding the right kind of resources. It asks you to be present and attentive as you seek out resources. Be engaged with whatever you're trying to seek out. What does it mean to you right now? Allowing you to recognize the opportunities that may otherwise be overlooked. Jinn Ki number 27. Gift of preservation. In this particular instance, preservation suggests to Dhanishtha individuals in preserving their resources. Don't squander away your money, your wealth, your power. Okay, that can be the tendency for Mars ruled nakshatras. Ensuring that they are used wisely and sustainably to create lasting wealth. Important one. Jinn Ki number 34, the gift of strength. This involves the ability to withstand challenges, and in the context of Dhanishtha, it is guiding you to develop inner strength needed to navigate the complexities of resource management and wealth creation. Big words. Jinn Ki 37, the gift of equality. Seeing the sameness in all things, essentially, but in context of Dhanishtha, it is suggestive to approach your quest for true wealth with a sense of equality. All things are essentially the same. Just that you are giving one thing more importance than the other. Ensuring that your efforts benefit not only yourself, but also others in your community. Especially going into Aquarius, which is all about others. Gene key number 46, gift of ecstasy. What does it mean here? Ecstasy is rapture and joy, but in this context, it means finding joy and fulfillment in the process of creating true wealth itself. Ensuring that your efforts are aligned with your deeper values and aspirations. I'll see you in the heart of Aquarius with the 24th nakshatra of Shatubhisha. It's very abstract. Going into the air sign. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,